The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Baruchim Abayim, today we're going to be learning Simon Mem, the middle of the Simon Halachas Ches through Yodalid, continuing with the Halachas of Netilas Yodayim. Let's see Halacha Ches. Mayim Shenishtanu Marehen. If one has water that their appearance has changed, that it looks different than water, Bein Machmas Mekomam, whether it's because of the place, that the area that they're in gives them a look of something which doesn't look like water, gives them some sort of color that now it does not look like water. Bein machmas eizer davar shenafal lesochan, whether it's because of something that fell into it, let's say, for example, ink, or something that would give it a new color fell into it, now it doesn't look like water anymore. Psulin lenetilas yadayim. That is pulsal for netilas yadayim, because it doesn't look like water. If it looks like something other than water, it's not considered water for the sake of Netilas Yudayim. Aval im nishtanu machmas atzmon. However, if the water changed because of itself, meaning nothing fell into it, nothing from its place changed its mara, changed its color, rather the water just changed colors, let's call it because of the being out in the air, or something that wasn't an external matter falling into it, then it would be kosher. Again, aval im nishtanu machmas atzmon ksherim. If it changed because of itself, without anything external changing it, it would be kosher. That's still considered to be water. The kitzur continues. Mayim shenase bahem melacha. If one has water that some sort of melacha was done to it, some sort of use was done with this water. The kitzur gives examples. What would be considered a malacha, considered a work or a use done with this water? Kigon shodchu bahem kelim. Like, for example, it was used to wash dishes. So that it was used for washing and cleaning dishes. O shisharu bahem yirakos. Or if it was used for soaking vegetables. One wanted to keep his vegetables fresh, so he put them in water. Or if you put a vessel that had liquid in it, litzananon, to make it cool, he wanted to keep his drink cool, to keep it cold, so he put a vessel holding drink in this water. So the water was used for cooling off this other drink in the vessel. Or if you use the entire glass of water, the cup holding water as a balance on a scale for measuring weight. That's considered to be a use. Gamkin pesulin, that's also considered to be pulsal. Any use of the water that the kitzur is enumerating here, the washing of dishes, soaking vegetables, keeping liquids cool for balancing weight, that's considered a use, then one would not be able to use that water for netilas yadayim. The kitzur continues. V'yesh postlin gam mayim shenimasu. There are those who would invalidate for netilas yadayim a water that was considered to be disgusting, let's call it. Kigon shishoso mehem kelev. Like, for example, if a dog drank from the water, o chazir, or if a pig drank from the water, v'kadome, something similar to that, an animal drink from the water. Mishum jenasu kishovchin, because now that water has become like wastewater water, it's like sewage water. Once an animal drinks from it, a dog or a pig drinks from the water, or an animal that would make it unappetizing, or it would be mias, it would be considered to be somewhat disgusting to use that water. That's considered not to be water. It's considered to be like wastewater, not normal water anymore. It's invalid for Netilas Yadayim, according to this opinion. One should be concerned about that opinion, not to use water that was drunk from by an animal, not to use it for netilas yadayim. Let's see halacha test. Mi shelo natal yadav, someone that did not wash his hands, v'nagah b'mayim, and he touched the water, lo nitma'u hamayim, the water does not become tamei. The kitzur is saying over here, there's no problem with a person touching the water that's eventually going to be used for netilas yadayim if it's not at the time of the actual netilas yadayim. If he's touching the water before the actual time of the netilas yadayim, which is not being used for the netilas yadayim just yet, that would not invalidate the water. The kitzur gives an illustration. Therefore, someone that leaves the bathroom, he has to wash his hands to get them clean now. He can draw water with his handful from the barrel that holds water to wash his hands. Right before indoor plumbing, most of their water was stored in holding containers. So he wants to get some water out of that holding container with his hands. So he could draw the water with his bare hands. It would not invalidate the water, even though his hands are in contact with the water, because he's not doing it at the time of the netilas yadayim. He's not touching the water at the time of the netilas yadayim. As opposed to, let's say, for example, in Sevav, the kids have talked about if someone had washed netilas yadayim and someone else, or the hand that wasn't washed, touched the water on the hand that was washed, it could be an issue. But in this case, the Kitzur is describing if someone touches water before he's coming to do Netilas Yadayim, it would not invalidate the water. So again, the Kitzur said if someone wanted to draw water with his bare hands for washing out of coming out of the bathroom, that would be fine. It would not invalidate the water. V'hanisharim ksheirim l'Netilas Yadayim. The remaining water is kosher for Netilas Yadayim. There's nothing wrong with using that other water. It's not considered to be that the water was tamei, that there was no problem of touching that water before he's coming to do netilas yadayim. The kitzur continues. Aval im shichshech yodav b'tocha chavis l'nechosan. However, even though we just established you could draw water with your bare hands from the barrel, however, if he washes his hands in the barrel, that holding barrel that's containing the water for the sake of cleaning his hands. If he wants to clean his hands in that barrel, v'afilu taval bo raket bo haktana, even if you only immersed his smallest finger, l'nako, so to get it clean, even if you just put one small finger to wash it in that water, nifsilu kol hamayim, now the entire barrel of water is considered to be pustles, invalid for netilas yadayim, because that's considered to be that work or use was done with the water. If he was washing his hands in the water, that would invalidate the water. The water now becomes possible because he washed his hands in it. However, if he just drew water with his bare hands for the sake of cleaning his hands with the water after it's removed from the barrel, then the remaining water is kosher, like the first halacha that the Kitzur said in Siftes. Let's see now halacha Yud. Mayim meluchim, if the water is salty, it's salty water. Sruchim, if it's something which has a bad smell. Marim, if the water is bitter. Oachurim, or if the water is dirty. So there's something about the water that would make it that it's not so drinkable. Emein ru'uyin l'shtiyas kelev, if it's not able to be drunk by a dog, psulim l'netilas yadayim. It's invalid for netilas yadayim. If the water is so, for example, salty or so bitter that a dog would not drink it, an animal wouldn't drink it. The dog is an example of an animal that's not so picky. But if a dog wouldn't drink this water, it's invalid for netilas yadayim. It's not considered to be water anymore. Let's see halacha yud aleph. Kodem hanetila, before one washes his hands, Tzrichin lahashkiach al hayadayim. He has to be careful to look over his hands. Sheyehiu nikios belishim chatzitza. They have to be clean without any chatzitza. Chatzitza is defined as a halachic issue with either going into a mikvah or washing one's hands, anything which is trying to make the hands tahar, make the hands pure from the contact with the water. They cannot have a chatzitza. Chatzitza is a foreign object which is on the body that is some sort of barrier between the body and the water. So if there's some foreign object, which the kitzur will talk about in this halacha, and the next halacha, that would invalidate the netilas yadayim. So therefore, a person should look over his hands, that they shouldn't have a chatzitza, shouldn't have any, something which is stuck on his hands, which is like a foreign object, for example, paint, ink, some sort of dye which has substance to it, which we'll talk about in the next halachos. So the kitzur continues. Someone whose fingernails are long. So he has to be careful to clean them. He shouldn't have mud or some sort of excrement under his fingernails. Because that would be a chatzitza, that would be a barrier between his hands and the water if there's, for example, mud under his fingernails. So therefore, if his fingernails are long, he has to make sure to clean them to make sure there's no mud under his fingernails. The kitzur continues, V'chein tzarech lahasir hatabaas. Also, a person has to remove his ring, or any rings on his hand, shelo yehiya chatzitza, that it shouldn't be a chatzitza, it shouldn't be a barrier between himself and the water if there's a ring on his hand. The Mishnah Berurah adds, in terms of this halacha of having a ring on your hands, in all circumstances a person should lechatchila, ideally should remove that ring before washing. However, if the ring is loose, if it's a loose ring, and he pours a revias, he pours the size of let's say about 3.3 ounces at one time, that there would be no issue with tumah, there's no issue of the water becoming impure when it's poured over that ring, that it comes from his hand onto the ring. So as long as the ring was loose and he used a revius at one time, at least after the fact, that washing would be good, would be valid. So again, a person should l'chatchila ideally remove any ring before washing. But b'diavad, after the fact, if he had a ring that was loose and the water could get over it, the water could get through the ring, and he used a revius, he used approximately 3.3 ounces at one time, after the fact, that would be considered to be a good netila, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see halacha yud beis. Mishu yodav tzivuos, someone who has dye on his hand. And in shama moshe satzeva, if there's no substance to the dye, ki im chazusa ba'alma, except for it just gives a color. Let's say just there's a slight discoloration from the dye, but there's no substance to that dye. There's no thickness to it. Lo havi chatzitza, that's not considered to be a chatzitza because there's no substance to be a barrier between himself and the water. Aval, however, im yesh aleihem amoshes hatzeva, if there's some substance to the dye, afilu rak ma'at, even if it's just a little dye, for example, havi chatzitza, that would be a chatzitza, that would be a barrier. I just want to introduce the next concept that the kitzur talks about over here. There's a concept by chatzitza that if a person is not makbid, if he doesn't have a specific concern about this chatzitza, this foreign object is not something which bothers him, then it doesn't have a halacha of a chatzitza, as long as it's on a minority of the hand for the sake of netilas yadayim. That the only time chatzitza is a problem, if a foreign object would be a problem, is either if it's on a majority of the hand, or even if it's just on a minority of the hand, if the person is makbid, if it bothers him. But if it's on a minority of the hand and it doesn't bother him, he's not makbid, it's not a problem of a chatzitza. So let's see, the Kitzur gives examples here of what's considered that the person is not makbid, it doesn't bother him. So the Kitzur says, Ach imhu umun bekach, if someone is a professional, tahenushu tzava, let's say he's a professional painter, and if he's constantly getting paint on his hand and it's considered normal, it doesn't bother him at all. He gives other examples, v'chein mishu tabach, if you'd have someone who is a butcher, v'yodav melechlochos midam, his hands are constantly getting dirty from blood, oshu sofer, or someone is a sofer, a scribe, v'etzvaosav melechlochos midyo, his fingers are constantly getting dirty from ink, because he deals with that all the time. And he's used to that. He's someone that it doesn't bother him to have ink if he's a scribe, or someone who's a butcher that has blood, or someone who's a painter that has paint. That this person is, he considers it normal. It doesn't bother him at all. And also the people of his profession are not makbid. It doesn't bother them. In order to not be a chatzitza, that has to be he. It doesn't bother him. And he's considered among people of his peer group, of those professionals, that they're not bothered by this foreign object. The example of the scribe to have ink, the example of the butcher to have blood, the example of the painter to have paint. So if both he and people of his professional group are not makbid, it doesn't bother them. The Kitzur continues, lo havi chatzitza. That would not be a chatzitza, that would not be considered to be a foreign object. Elem ken hu barov hayad. Unless it covers a majority of the hand. Once it covers a majority of the hand, even though he's not makbid, it doesn't bother him, it's halachically problematic. But if it's a mid, if it's a minority of the hand, and he's not makbid, it doesn't bother him, like someone who's professionally painting and to have paint on his hands, that would not be an issue, that would not be a chatzitza. If he's not makbid, it doesn't bother him, and also doesn't bother most people of his profession. The Kitzur continues. If someone has a maka, he has a wound on his hand, he has a bandage on that wound, he would have pain to remove the bandage. That's not a chatzitza. It's not considered to be a foreign object. The Kitzur is saying if a person would put a bandage on his wound, if it's a very, very minor wound that wouldn't bother him to remove the bandage, it's a problem of a chatzitza. However, if it's a more serious wound that he would have pain by removing that bandage, if it would pain him to remove the bandage, then the bandage is not considered to be a chatzitza. It's not considered to be a foreign object. And therefore, he can wash just over the bandage. The poskim, the authorities explain that in this case of the bandage on the wound, we look at it as if that part of the hand is not considered to be there. It's as if that part of the hand is not required to be washed at all. It's as if that, in a theoretical sense, it's like it's not part of his hand, that place under the bandage. He's only obligated to wash the rest of his hand, and that would be fine as long as it's a more serious type of a wound that he would have pain by removing the bandage. He can wash right over the bandage, and the rest of the hand is considered to be washed. Let's see halacha yud gimel. Hamayim tzrichim sheyevo al hayadayim. The water must come on the hands. Mikach gavra, from the energy of a human. Meaning the water can't just be freely flowing on its own. It must be poured by a human being onto the hands in order to be considered to be a good netilas yadayim. Aval im hamayim va'im me'elehem. However, if the water is coming out on its own, he would open up a stream of water, and the water just flows out on its own. lo havi netila. That's not considered to be netila. That's not considered to be a good netilas yadayim. If the water is flowing out on its own, it has to be coming from a koach gavra, from the energy of a human being. The kitzur continues. V'chavish yesh bo barza. If one has a barrel with a spigot, and he removes the spigot, let's say there's something plugging up the barrel that the water shouldn't flow out the hole, and he took out that plug for the hole, or the spigot from the hole, and now the water can flow out from the chavis, from the barrel. Azai hamayim haboim b'koach rishon. Then the water that comes with the koach rishon, the kitzur defines in the next words, what is a koach rishon? The first flow of water, the first gush of water, nechshav mikoach gavra. That's considered to be koach gavra, the first flow of water. So if a person removes a stopper from a keli, the stopper of a barrel, and water flows out, the first flow of water, the first gush of water, is considered to be koach gavra. It's considered to be that the person caused it to flow out. Kitzur continues, Aval hamayim haboim achakach. However, the water that comes afterwards, if he removes the stopper from a barrel or the spigot of a barrel, and now the water has been flowing for some time, so the water that comes after the kiloach rishon, after the first gush, the Kitzur says, Enim nechshavim mikoach gavra. That's not considered to be koach gavra. That's not considered to be coming from a human, if it's been flowing some time and the water is coming out of this barrel. It's as if they came on their own. It's as if they were poured without any human intervention. If it's been some time since the person removed the stopper and now it's been flowing, and it wasn't the kiloach rishon, it wasn't the first gush of water, that's not considered to be koach gavra. That's invalid for netilas yadayim. The kitzur continues, v'lochen, and therefore, Mishu wrote to Litolus Yod of Derech Habarza. Someone that wants to wash his hands through the spigot, through a hole in a barrel. He wants to open up that stopper that's plugging the hole to wash with the water that flows out from the barrel. Tzorach Leida Shebekiluach Harishon is Kasikol Hayad. He has to know, he has to be sure that through the first gush of water, the hand will be covered. If he wants to remove the stopper and let the water flow out, it would have to be enough water, enough of a gush of water, that would cover the whole hand at one time. V'yistomesabar, so he should plug up the spigot. V'yasar v'yiftachenu l'shpich hashniyah. He should then open it for the second time he pours. If a person wants to pour water from a barrel that stopped up, so if the barrel, let's say, is too heavy to actually pour out in the conventional sense from the top of the barrel, he wants to remove the plug that's plugging up the hole of that barrel. So he can pull out the plug. The kiloach rishon, the first gush of water, is considered to be from the koach gavra, from his own strength, from his own exertion of opening up this spigot. If he wants to wash again, he has to plug it up and then open it a second time. The kitzur continues. Umishena gedeya l'sha'er. Someone that doesn't know how to figure out exactly what's called the kiloach rishon. Someone doesn't know how much time he has from the kiloach rishon, from the original gush of water. He's not sure exactly what's considered to be the original gush of water. He should not wash his hands with this method. A person who can't figure out what's called the kiloach rishon, what's called the first gush of water, he should just wash in the conventional sense of pouring from a keli. But to open up a hole, plugging up a barrel, if he doesn't know what's considered to be a kiloach rishon, the first gush of water, he shouldn't wash by opening up the plug. The kitzur continues, and we call shekin she'en li tol yodav min akior. Certainly he should not wash his hands from a sink. I don't think he means a sink that's attached to the house. He means, let's say, a freestanding sink that has some sort of drain, a small drain hole that would drain out and cover his hands, or wash his hands. So again, mikol shekein she'en li tol yodav min akior. Certainly he shouldn't wash his hands from literally a sink or something which has a small drain hole. Some keli, some vessel that has like a drain hole. Sheish lo bar zakatan, because it's so to speak, spigot or that drain hole is thin, it's small. Vakilu achudak, and the water that pours out is thin. If the water that's pouring out from this vessel is a very small kiluach, a small area of water which is coming out, it won't be able to cover his hand at one time. It will take a few seconds to cover the entire hand. By that time, it's not considered to be the kiluach rishon. It's not considered to be the first gush of water because it takes some time to cover the entire hand from a small small area of water which is pouring out. To just contrast this to halacha dalid, in halacha dalid, the kitzur talked about pouring from a vessel that has a thin spout. Let's say, for example, a soda bottle that has a thin spout. He said ideally he shouldn't use it, but we discussed there in halacha dalid that if a person is able to cover the whole hand with let's say something like a soda bottle which has a thin spout, if he has nothing else, he would be yotze with kiluach dak, with a thin area that which is being poured out of the surface of that bottle. But that's different from this halacha, because in halacha dalet he's talking about the person actually pouring from the bottle. The halacha he's talking about here in halacha yud gimel, you're not pouring from the keli, you're not pouring from the vessel, rather you're opening up a spigot, letting the water flow out. That's a more serious problem if not that much water comes out at one time, because if it takes a few seconds to cover the whole hand, that would not be considered to be the kiluach rishon. It's not considered to be the first gush of water. And because he didn't actually pour the water, he's just relying on the fact that he unplugged the plug, he can only wash with the water that comes out initially in that first gush. So if it takes a while for enough water to come in to cover the hand, it would be a problem with the netilah. That netilah would be invalid if it's just a small amount of water that it takes a few seconds to cover the whole hand. So therefore, if a person is going to do this, he has to know that there's a good, healthy gush of water coming out at one time, and he has to do it very close to the time he removes the plug. He has to put his hand there immediately and let that first gush cover his hand. Let's see halacha yudalid. Also le'echol below netila, one may not eat without washing his hands. Afilo imrotz lichroch yodav b'mapa. Even if he wants to cover his hands in a mapa, in a handkerchief, something that would make it that he doesn't have direct contact with the bread, and then theoretically he could make the argument he's not being metame the bread, he's not coming in contact with the bread to make it impure because his hand isn't touching it. Still, he may not wrap it in a handkerchief because Chazal were concerned, the rabbis were concerned that maybe that the handkerchief would become undone a little bit and his hand would touch the bread. Therefore, it doesn't help to wrap your hand in a handkerchief. The imhu baderech, however, if he's on the road, the inlo mayim, and he doesn't have water, we'll see a case that one could rely on the handkerchief. The kitzur makes the following distinction. Im yodea, if he knows, kiba'od derech dalad milan lefanav, that for the distance of 4 mil in front of him. 4 mil is defined by the Mishnah Berurah as a traveling time of 72 minutes. So in the next 72 minutes of his travel, if he knows he will find water, al mil la'achorav, or if it's a mil back, which is 18 minutes back, if he could go backtrack 18 minutes back, yimtzamayim, that he would find water, mechuyav leleches lefanav dalad milan, he's obligated to go in front of him those 4 mil, those 72 minutes, olaser la'achorav mil, or to go backtrack a mil, which is 18 minutes, litol yadav la'achila, to wash his hands for eating. So if he knows through his travel in the next 72 minutes of going forward he'll find water, or he could backtrack 18 minutes and find water, so he must wait until he gets that water of the 4 mil, the 72 minutes in front of him, or the 18 minutes backtracking. The Kitzur continues, Aval im gam shama lo yimtza mayim. However, if even there he will not find water, even if he waits for the next 72 minutes of his traveling forward, or if he's going back 18 minutes going back, if he won't find water in either of those directions, oshu im chabura, or if he's with a group, he's with a caravan, let's say, umisyorli pard mehem, and he's afraid to leave them, that even though theoretically he could go off the path and find water, but he would lose his caravan, lose the chabura, he would lose the group, and therefore he's not able to get off the path because he's traveling with his group. Let's say someone has some sort of circumstance, he's not able to wash his hands, there's something that it's preventing him from washing his hands. I could imagine, let's say, for example, a person would be in jail or something, that he's not able to get out and go find water. Yichroch yodav b'mapa, he should wrap his hands in a handkerchief. Al yilbash batei yadayim, or he should wear gloves, something that's going to ensure that his hands do not touch the bread. V'yochal kach, he should eat in that manner. So the Kisser is saying, if a person will find water within 72 minutes of travel forward or 18 minutes of travel backwards, he must wait till he gets that water. But if he can't get with those distances, if he can't find water in the next 72 minutes forward or 18 minutes backwards, then we will rely on the fact that he covers his hand with gloves or a handkerchief, something that will separate between him and the bread. And in those circumstances, which are more extenuating, he can eat without washing his hands, with just wrapping in that handkerchief if he can't get it for 72 minutes of travel forward or 18 minutes backward. That concludes this section of Simon Mem. For more information on this, you can look at, there's an article on the website of Kitzur 365 about problematic situations of Netilas Yadayim.